acoustic band antenna. Sure is sounding good tonight here, Bill.
QSL, yeah, I can tell you where to get the schematic for it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, William Moore's simple wire antenna handbook, over.
Roger, roger. Okay there, Bill. Well, good to see you. Well, please ride along if you can there for that vintage gear, over.
QSL.
Roger, good evening. Min-0-GFQ. Let me go to over Ohio and pick up the WAFDF. Good evening, Champ.
Okay, K1BCR, WA8SDF, very good. Well, we're running a T4XC R4C barefoot, about 100 watts, into a G5RV, over.
100 watts into a G5RV. Well, it's doing a fine job for you tonight. What are you running for a microphone?
Well, it's a Heil Element put in, stuffed into a D104 D104, what's left of a D104 carcass.
I got a Heil Element in there into a D104 carcass there, Roger?
Roger. Well, there's a transformer also to change the impedance up.
Well done there, Jim. It's sounding good. I got you almost S9 here into Connecticut this evening, so the old drink is sound. Oh, wait a minute. What do you say you're running?
Yeah, an R4C and a T4XC.
Drake Twins. You got the blue LEDs in that one, too?
Yeah, I did those years ago.
The glow and the glory of the old Drake's running some blue LED. That is cool. You have to put a picture in the Facebook page of ours, over.
Okay. If I get her, if I can figure out how to do it. I've got two different styles of LEDs. One of them is a kind of a dark blue. The other one's a lighter blue, and then one is a turquoise blue.
Oh, okay. Well, fantastic. I tell you what, LED technology has come a long way. Even regular household lights, they don't look like LEDs. They look like a regular old incandescent lamp, and they use a third or even less of the power, Roger.
Some of those, sometimes you got to be careful what you're doing with them. Especially if you're running like an AC/DC All-American 5 type radio, you put an LED in that. It's probably not going to play too well because it's not drawing enough, current voltage. It's only a three volts or whatever it is. These are actually pinball machine LEDs that have a 47 bayonet base to them and everything.
Fantastic. Well, nice find there. That's a good piece of information for guys out there. They're looking for some LED rig. Look for old pinball machine LEDs there for your rig. Roger?
Yeah, you can find them on eBay. And I figure who else was selling them. But the eBay people, there's a bunch of different people selling them on eBay. And they're number 47. The problem is you don't know what color blue they're talking about. I bought some one time and they were really dark blue.
Roger, roger. Well, sounds like a something to check out there for sure. Well, good EMT there, Jim. You're sounding good. Running barefoot in the D5RV. You're a Drake twin. And with the D104 and all enchilada. So please ride along if you can, Roger.
Yeah, I will if I'm here. I'm going to run upstairs and make a sandwich or something and come back down, but you won't even be down the list yet.
All right, good EMT there for sure. All right, we'll keep on going this list here for sure. It's growing by the minute. All right, let me go down over to Illinois if I can get into Ohio. Let's see if I can stretch out a little bit further and pick up November 9, Delta Romeo Foxtrot. Do you have a copy on K1BCR from the Moonlighters Vintage Net? Dave, N9UIE. I believe you brought that feller in. Could you try line number 6?
Line number 6, November 9, Delta Romeo Fox. George, do you copy? November 9, Delta Romeo Fox, N9 UIE. I guess he didn't stick around, N9 UIE.
It sounds like someone's trying to key up, but nothing's happening.
Oh, that might be him. Maybe he's having difficulties.
All right, we'll put him as not heard for now, and I'll back up the bus after a few more here. I'll keep on going for now. No copy yet on November 9, Delta, Romeo Foxtrot. Next up we have is Kilo Bravo 8, Tango Alpha. I had a good copy on you, Tom. Come on in. Good evening.
Good evening. I'm a copy. I hope I'm good now.
You're putting out a good signal, you're just a little bit off frequency enough to, it's a little bit difficult to understand you, but I do have 100% copy there. Over.
All right, I'm on a 5-11 Sugar, with a Sugar 445 bike, and a Baratron amp. Not much going on tonight, but it's pretty warm. Try to step up the frequency a little bit.
Kilo Bravo 8, Tango Alpha, a TS something Sugar. I did hear you say you're running a Shore 44 mic. Got kind of 0 feet on me a little bit, and come on back here and tell us what you're running for a rig tonight.
Yeah, TS 511 Sugar. That's a little more on frequency now.
There you go, there you go. Now we hear you. Good evening to you, Tom. Hope you had a good day, and glad you're coming in here with the old Kenwood and checking in here with us on the Moonlighters Vintage Day. And now you're sounding great. Over.
All right, I'll stick around for the 7-3 round, and I'll use my 900 Sugar for the 7-3 round. KBOQA.
All right, well, dude. Fire them all up. Get them all burning, and have some fun here tonight with us. Good evening, dear Tom. Sounding great. Kilo Bravo 8, Tango Alpha. Let me go over to Pennsylvania and say hello to Tom. November 3, Victor Sugar. You and also an early check-in. Good evening.
Hey, good evening, John. Things are good down here. We're running the old Swan 500 CX about 150 out. And things are good. The mic, by the way, is the usual Shure 444. I like them. I have a couple of them. And I use them quite a bit. But outside of that, everything's okay. Good and bad conditions tonight. Everybody's coming through real strong signals, and everybody sounds great. So back to net, and I'll be riding for the 73 round. Norway 3, Victor Shooter.
All right, there, Tom. Well, you're sounding great as well. Thanks for the flowers all the way around here. Okay, everybody on the Moonlighters Vintage Net. Your Swan 500 CX is sounding sweet. I noticed that the Swan 500 C and CX also have a knob up there by the meter. It says power output, so you can dial that back there. Over.
Yeah, that's the output level knob, and you can dial her back a little.
Is she running full tilt at 150, or you kind of got her dialed back?
No, it's running full scale with the old tubes that are in there. I've got some old tubes I'll throw in one of these days when I feel like taking a capital apart to put them in. Over.
Roger that, Tom. Well, good EMT here. Your Swan 500's coming in good. The CX into this old Swan 500. I got you a 15 over, so the band is definitely really good between you and I. Thanks for coming along here, and before I let you go, what's on the bench?
Right now, I'm rebuilding the Swan power supply.
All right, which one?
The 117, 117XC.
Roger, roger. That's the old, a later model there for sure. That would go right along there with that 500. Well, sounds like you got a good project there going, so we'll let you have at it, and thanks for riding along here with us tonight. So, roger?
Roger, roger. I'll be right.
All right, good evening, Tom. Let me go down here and pick up another station here in Tennessee. Let's see if I can get Kilo Golf 6, November Yankee Echo. Got a copy?
Echo, K1BCR. Yeah, the, you sounded good. I got you 9 plus out here in Sparta, Tennessee. Roger.
Well, thank you, Jerry. Good evening to you, and glad to have you here with us tonight. You're sounding good coming into Connecticut, too. Welcome aboard. And how was your day, and what you running tonight?
My day's been good. I was at church, you know, did my thing at church, and came home to an empty home. Mama is in California, and the grandkids went back with their parents, so it's just me for the next 5 days. But anyway, I'm running a... what tour I got here? I got the TS-430 I'm on right now. I had the ICOM 737 earlier on, but it didn't seem to be getting out too well, so that was going to have to go to a test special.
Roger, roger. Well, the old TS-430, the old Kenwood is playing fine. No problem there, Jerry. Glad you are part of the church there and making things happen and having a good day down there. Have you guys gotten any rain at all?
We got about a quarter of an inch to a half an inch here yesterday. Today was an absolute beautiful day here. Yesterday was cloudy and rainy in the morning, and then in the afternoon it cleared up and just was so chilly, but we could use quite a bit more.
Well, you lucky dog, I would love to be able to get what you did, so congrats on that. Well, all right here, Jerry. Sorry about the other radio not playing too well, but your old Kenwood is doing just fine. And please ride along here with us if you can there, Roger.
Roger on that, John. I'll give it a try. I got to fix myself some meat belt shirt up so I can hear, but I appreciate what you do and the others that are helping you as well, and thank you for inviting me. My question is, one question real quick, John. On the line that we've got my call sign, it's red. So what is there a meaning between for that color?
I didn't catch that. QSB took your signal out right there at the last. Does anybody, Jeff, do you have a good copy on Gary?
He wanted to know why his line was red in Netlogger.
His line is red. It's a bright pink. That tells what line that I've got the, excuse me, the cursor on, so John knows what line he's on. It should be on line 11 now.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I was always curious. Thanks again. K1BCR, Kilo Golf 6, November, Yankee Echo, 73.
All right, dear Jerry. Please ride along here with us. We do a 73 round towards the end. Good evening to you. And thank you, Andy, for kind of jumping in there and helping me out with that question. And Jeff, for clarifying it. All right, let me go down here and pick up WA1NIP. Good evening to you, Mark.
Good evening, John, and all the Vintage Moonriders tonight. Good to hear everybody. A band seems pretty good, knock on wood, at least down here in Atlanta. Very little noise and a good solid copy on just about everybody. So, John, your Swan and Tom Swan's sound great. I think if I go to another radio, a Vintage radio, an all-tube radio, those might be one of my choices, but tonight I'm running the, and glad to have the old Kenwood TS-820 back on the desk here after replacing the TR relay the other day and a few other components, and all things seem to be hitting on 8 cylinders, or maybe it's a V6, I don't know, but good to be here, John, back to you, sir.
I think it would be a V-twin, like a Harley Davidson there, and then finals there, over?
Yeah, maybe with dual overhead cams.
Roger that. Hey, it's sounding great. Where'd you find the TR relay? Did you get it like in Mauser, one of those, or did you have to go into eBay?
Well, they are available, but I found a great video on YouTube, which is oftentimes a godsend, on a guy taking the Omron relay completely apart. And I took all the everything apart, and it was rather tedious, but I was able to burnish all the contacts and get them all set up, and it seems to be working. Otherwise, I'll have to go spend about $80 if I can find one.
Well, all right. You just rebuilt, so to speak, cleaned up what you had and lubricated it and all put it all back together. you could work on a Harley-Davidson then, over?
Yeah, it probably leaked too, just like a good old hog does once in a while. But, yeah, I just replaced a couple of supply caps and whatnot around the area just to make it look clean. So, knock on wood, I hope I don't have to open this baby again. But looking forward to it, John, and I'm estimating 67 tonight. That's my call.
All right. We shall see how that goes. Well, thank you for all what you do there on the Moonlighters Facebook page, and all everybody that types in there and then throws their pictures in and comments. It's fantastic. And I take it you're keeping track of the log tonight as far as the rigs, over.
I am, John, doing my best here. I just wanted everybody to know that back in April, our Facebook attendance was 76 people. And as of this morning, I think we have 256 Moonlighter members. Roger?
Woo-hoo! It's growing as the day goes by, that's for sure. Sure is a lot of fun to check that out. And I love it when people put their pictures in, and it's just neat. Thank you, Mark, for doing all that. And you're right, Kim Wood, it sounded fantastic. Congrats on the repair, and 15 over into Connecticut. Well, all right, catch Mark. He's also our Saturday night net controller. So catch WA1NIT then. For that, I'll let you go. Mark, you gotta take it. You gotta ride along here with me and pass the pot over.
Whatever you need from me, John, just give me a holler, buddy.
Roger, Roger. Thank you. All right, there, Mark. Good evening. With that, I'll go over and pick up Rocco. WB9QPU. How you doing, Rocco? How's your day? What you running tonight, bud?
Good afternoon, John, WB9QPU and the group. Everybody sounding great. The band's been in really nice shape all day. It's a pleasure when it's like this, nice and quiet and strong signals. We were on the Drake earlier, and I had the hot water 101 tied in from this morning to the SB 221, so we're all green tonight. Hot water 101, the SB 221, and going into the NFED. I got outside, just got about everything ready to go. Hopefully this time, this week, I'll get the Windham up. I'm going to want to run it in the opposite direction of this long wire. Maybe I'll just, I think I'll maybe try feeding it with open, 450 and then come down on the into coax into the shack. Or maybe just go with coax the whole way. We'll see. I got to see how much of the 450 I got. Other than that, not a whole lot going on. Beautiful day. We need rain, but we didn't get any. I guess earlier in the week, at least up north into the west part of the state, southwest, they got some, but we didn't get a lick. So now I think they're saying Friday's our next chance. I hope that comes to be. Anyway, we'll send it on back to you, and we'll be around probably for the 73 round, and I hope everybody's having a good day. WB9QPU, over to you.
All right there, Rocco. I am just green with envy. Your hot water 101 sounds fantastic. Those green machines are sounding good with the amplifier, heat kit amplifier. All that group is sounding good. And, man, I tell you what, I got to get one of those going. I think that's going to be my next rig to tinker with, is that Hot Water 101 I got from you there. So I appreciate that. Good deal, Rocco. Sounding fantastic. All right, there, and hopefully we'll get some rain soon. We haven't had any in 8 weeks. What a crazy, crazy fall we're having. But it is beautiful. All right, WB9.
This one.
You will break through you, Rocco. Good evening. With that, let me go over to Ohio and pick up Kilo Bravo 8, Tango. Our Victor Tango Hotel. Oh, no. Kilo Bravo 8, Victor Tango November. Good evening to you there. Come on in here, Ron.
K1 VCR, this is KB VTN. We are on the Collins FI tonight with a static 10DA mic into Alpha Delta DXLB Plus Loper, running about 100 watts, just shy, not pushing it too hard tonight. I had to do a few tweaking things before the net, and that all worked out good. I do have a slight problem with the F-line, but it's okay right now, but I'm going to have to do some further investigation. I got a real touchy exciter tuning knob. It does funny things, so we're going to have to address that in the future, but real good signals on everybody tonight. I even heard a guy out in Illinois that was real weak, but I was able to hear him also, so
That's a good thing. I guess the receiver is working good tonight, so. Just tinkering on a KWS-2 that just arrived here earlier this week. That'll be my next victim or repair, one of the two. And hopefully in the upcoming months, it'll make its debut appearance on the Vintage Net. With that, I'll send it back to you, John. K1BCR, this is KB8VTN.
Okay, Ron, fine work getting these old Collins here on the air. So you are the doctor, the mad scientist, tearing into these old Collins rigs. Well, your one you got now, the twins you're running now are sounding good on this end, and it sounds like you're hearing everybody as well, so congrats on getting them on the air and bringing them in here on the Vintage Net. When you check in earlier, you're a little bit off frequency, but you're spot on now, right?
Roger that, John. What pretty good signal your way into Connecticut?
Yeah, 5.9 and just a little bit more. You're just hitting into the red there, so to speak. Over.
Well, that's interesting, because you're about the same here, so we're both doing good tonight. All right, 73, and I'll try to hang around for the 73 round.
All right, John, good deal, good deal. Thanks for bringing in the first Collins set and check-in here this evening. Sounding good with those twins. All right there, Ron, good evening to you. Let me go from Ohio and go to the crazy guy up there in Maine. Whiskey Bravo 1, Zulu, India. Carl, how you doing, my friend?
Thank you.